It is Tuesdays with Troy. Troy Murray, the color commentator for your beloved Chicago Blackhawks, our beloved Chicago Blackhawks, right here on 720 WGN Radio, the radio play-by-play. It's all brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen. Chicago's Nuveen. And now, Troy this is an interesting moment because Mr. Murray, we have a bit of a situation here at Capcom with Jonathan Toews, and I don't want to freak out, but the NHL it's a protocol there in that league not to be too specific about injuries, and it's kind of a guessing game. And so it always makes me a little uncomfortable because you never know when they're coming back. But that's kind of the strategy, right?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's really relevant kind of in today's game. But I guess if you look at Jonathan Toews' injury, a lot of people don't know what it is and how it happened. A lot of times when you're looking at the video and you see somebody block a shot and they've got a lower body injury, well, you know that their foot's banged up or broken.
Right.
But, you know, it just goes way back to it that I guess, you know, the less you know about injuries, the less that you can be exposed to other teams trying to take advantage of a bad shoulder, a bad knee, you know, if somebody's got a bad hand or something like that. Just try and protect the players a little bit. It's just the way it is. I don't know why.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous because when they do that in every sport then,
I mean. Yeah, that's what I don't understand, why they don't.
Well, each sport kind of has a little bit of a different, you know, protocol. I know the NFL has different rules. And really, if you look at it, I would say that hockey and football are the two sports that kind of deal with the injuries more
right.
than other. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're playing baseball and you're hurt, you're not playing. If you're in basketball, you know, I don't know how they actually do it as far as undisclosed injuries or, you know, probable or whatever they, you know, their lingo.
They just suspend a guy. That's how they do in the NBA. Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy, I guess the silver lining to this Toews injury is that it's early in the year and a lot of guys have been given opportunities. Vinny Hinostroza centering that second line, a Q sort of shuffling things around, Kruger on the second line now with Hartman and Hossa. But other than the typical, what we saw last year in some of these scoring lulls, other than that Kane line with Anisimov and Panarin, the scoring just has remained an issue for this team. What do they need to do to get things going? And do you think the shuffling of the lines will help tonight?
You know, you can shuffle the lines all you want. You're looking for something that's going to happen as far as your chemistry within the line. But they've been kind of dealing with this issue for a couple of years now where they don't have the depth scoring. And they've always been kind of trying to find a left winger with Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa as it was last year. Tried to switch it up with Toews and Kane earlier this season. But you're still kind of looking for somebody to fill that left-wing spot. And I think when Jonathan gets back, there's still going to be more auditions. It's a spot that I think that's important for the Blackhawks to acknowledge that they need somebody that can help out Jonathan as much as Jonathan can make them a better player, which he does on the ice. There's no question about that. But when you're relying so heavily on one line, as you're looking at Panarin, Anisimov, and Patrick Kane right now to generate all your offense, more focus for the opposition team on just shutting down that line and say, we'll take our chances with the rest of the roster. They're looking for that depth scoring, and somebody's going to have to step up here. And, you know, Stan Bowman is always analyzing his team, looking at how he can improve it. But right now with the salary cap restrictions that the Blackhawks have within their roster, tough to go out and find a replacement at this point.
And among the young guys that we've seen, Troy, there's a lot of them this year, but Ryan Hartman's somebody who's been skating on the second line, and some have sort of compared him to Andrew Shaw, which would potentially make him a big fan favorite. We know they can be agitators and get to the net and things like that. What have you seen from Hartman to give you hope that he's a guy that can contribute the whole season?
He's got 5 goals, and they're all even-strength goals. He doesn't see a whole lot of time on the power play and you know, factor in Jonathan Toews and his injury, but that's more even-strength goals than Jonathan Toews had. So he's getting the job done. He's a straight-line type of player, like Andrew Shaw. You know, he does have the ability to get under the opposition's skin, which I think he's done actually a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the game against the Anaheim Ducks, Corey Perry was really mad at Ryan Hartman, and normally it's somebody else getting mad at Corey Perry. So the roles were reversed there, and you don't see that happen very often, but you know that when he gets under the skin of a guy who's supposed to get under the skin of the opposition, that he's doing something right. but he's only got a couple minor penalties. So he's doing what he needs to do to go right up to the line, but not hurt his team with taking undisciplined penalties. He's been really good in that area. And, you know, I think that the more experience a guy like Hartman gets in the NHL, knowing some of the players a little bit more, he's going to become more effective in his role. He's a good hockey player.
One of my favorite sports stories of the year, I think, is that 23-year-old getting called up to be backup goalie for the Blackhawks. He's working the local ice rink, what was the skate zone in the morning, and they're like, hey, you know, we need you. He's like, dream come true, totally surreal. Of course, opportunity made possible because Corey Crawford had the emergency appendectomy.
That's a lower body, by the way.
Is that a lower body?
That's a lower body, yeah.
That's sort of right in the middle there.
I know, it's a middle body injury.
Serious.
Right. Funny situation, though, and for the Blackhawks, maybe it wasn't so funny. There was some speculation that the goaltender coach, Jimmy Waite, could be the backup goaltender. But signed Jimmy Waite, who still is considered a pro, it would be a professional tryout offer rather than an amateur where he doesn't get paid. You couldn't sign anybody because of the cap space. It wasn't so much a roster space. It was more about the cap space that they just couldn't afford to bring somebody up. And play him on a PTO, so it was an amateur
They're
trial.
Down. This
the
is the...
Was, the kid was great.
he
just
so
came
excited.
Out. I laughed on him. You know what? I was watching the warm up, and we kind of really didn't know what was going on. We didn't know if he was at the rink yet, or what sweater he was going to wear. So he comes out with Corey Crawford's jersey on.
I saw that.
But he's got his own name on the back. So I'll give that to the trainers. They did an excellent job in getting his nameplate on the back.
Yeah, they
but it was
again.
So funny to watch him in the warm up because he wasn't accustomed to the drills that the Blackhawks were running, and it's kind of like it's a no-brainer. This is what they've done, you know, repetitiously for years and years as far as their pregame routine on the ice. The poor kid was looking in the wrong direction for pucks to be coming. The players were waiting for him to kind of like look at me because I'm shooting the puck. It was hilarious, and I'm sure the kid was so nervous that he just, you know, he had no idea what was going on there.
Best 20 minutes of his life, he called it.
You know what? I looked at him one time, and Panarin snapped a shot, and it went into the top corner. And the kid, like, seriously is like, oh, wow, man, that was so cool. You're supposed to stop it rather than admire it.
Well,
you're the goalie, right?
Well, but the funny thing is the two things that I took away from that story, which are great, is that the salary cap's down to single-digit dollars, that they weren't able to add a professional into that. But the other piece that I find...
But first of all, that's, you know, but that happens quite a bit when you don't have that, you know, when you don't have the time to make a roster move or to bring somebody up or something. That's not uncommon that hasn't happened before, to get an amateur just to fill in.
Well, it's great. I mean, that is totally an NHL thing. The other piece I wondered is if when they rushed Corey Crawford to the hospital, would they not tell him where the injury was? Because it's, you know, oh no, you know what? We can't really tell you, but we can tell you he's in a lot of pain, but I can't tell you exactly where. So the doctors don't know how to operate.
Right.
I don't
might
know.
Have been a full body injury.
Rather than going up or down, they said that's a middle. It's a middle right.
You go, okay, closer. It's like the operation game.
The best part was we pull up after the game. And the where my seat is on the plane is right in between the players and the food and everything. So there's an open space behind. The athletic trainer, Mike Gapsky, comes up, you know, and I says, you know, is Corey okay? And he said, everything went well. And I said, well, who is staying with Corey overnight? And he goes, we're waiting right now. And 5 minutes later, there's an Uber car that pulls up right onto the tarmac next to the plane, and Corey Crawford gets out in his medical scrubs, and they walk him onto the plane, and he comes back, and everybody's just like, holy, you know, that's modern
beautiful.
Medicine. He was back on the plane and coming home with us.
They do it laparoscopically now, just with a little incision.
I can't imagine the pain.
Yeah, I don't think it's comfortable, but these guys are professional athletes. Imagine
right?
The pain. That guy had a bad groin 2 years ago. I can only imagine what that feels like by comparison. And the other, what I love, they did to that kid, too, they hazed him. When he got into the locker room,
they
told him he had to contribute $200 to the office Christmas party.
Poor guy, and he wasn't getting paid.
He wasn't getting paid to be there.
A dollar.
And here's a dude who's like a kids coach, right? He doesn't have $200 to spare right now.
He didn't have $20 in his wallet.
Right,
$200.
I know, that was awesome.
Aww. He did say if they win the Stanley Cup, he doesn't want his name on the cup, which is named by Eric Szymborski, but he will take a ring if they don't mind.
Yeah.
Hey, he was on the team. Now, it was a losing effort. They said they were going to put him in, actually. Uh-huh. There was an empty net opportunity, and if the Flyers had scored the empty net, they were going to put this kid in.
Oh, Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was like a Rudy moment.
There was, you know, they were down 3-1, I think it was, and they pulled their goaltender. And I think that if Quenneville, you know, if Philadelphia scored into the empty net, they were going to put the kid in to finish off the game.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool would that have been?
I know. Yeah.
Oh,
what a great way.
You wished for it.
Even on a loss, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a cool way to, you know, take care of the kid.
He won't remember whether they won or lost that game or whatever happened.
No.
It's probably just a blank in his mind that, did that really just happen? And I actually did get scored on by Patrick Kane and Marian Hossa and Panera and all that.
Yeah, that's great.
They gave him a hockey stick, didn't they? They signed it or something?
They gave him all kinds of gear.
Here you go, kids. That's why, you know, with all due respect, Troy, this is why the Canadian culture is such an important part of the hockey culture itself, which is sort of like, and there's no, you know, like in America, there'd be like, I'm going to get paid right now, right? But in Canada, they're like, oh, here's a hockey stick. Okay,
yeah,
all right. What time should I be there?
I'm there.
Right.
The case of Molson's.
You know, right.
If you look at some of the auction items that go in the local area, you know, if you get a cane stick and you go and sell it.
Right.
You made some good change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I don't think he would go sell it, though.
No.
I don't think he would.
No. What a great experience for that kid. All right.
Yeah.
Looking for the Yotes tonight, anything we should be thinking about?
Well, you know, the Blackhawks haven't lost 3 games in a row all season long, and they were not very good in that game a couple nights ago against the Winnipeg Jets, maybe one of their, you know, worst moments of the season as far as their overall effort in that game and trying to get anything accomplished. So I would expect that you're going to put your hard hat back on and have a little bit more of a sense of urgency in this game. The Arizona Coyotes are a really young team. They've kind of switched it around. They've got the youngest GM in the history of the NHL, about 20 years younger than I am, running the show in Arizona. But they're a good young team, and they've got a great veteran, a guy named Shane Doan. Here's their captain. If he scores tonight, it'll be his 400th goal in his NHL career. It's a dangerous game against the Coyotes. They're a team that's always played well, and in some ways there's build-up rivalry type of thing that you're looking at when, you know, L.A. or St. Louis or, you know, some of these other Central Division teams come into the fold. This is a game where you're going to have to prepare yourself and get ready to start because they haven't been very good and they don't want to lose some valuable points here against the team that's got the worst record in the Western Conference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were playing; they were so hot, and it's tough. I mean, this is we've seen this before, and this is a moment where leadership on the team. You're going to have to get Corey and John the Taves to both hobble into the locker mm-hmm. room. And dragging one leg behind him, and give the Rudy speech to them, and let's move on here.
In the short time, you can always, you know, get away with losing some of your top players, but over time it catches up to you. And I think right now you're looking at, you know, maybe some of the matchups that obviously Jonathan Taves is in the lineup. You're going to have a little bit of a better opportunity in the faceoff circles and other areas. And you know, Scott Darling's done an excellent job in replacing Corey Crawford when he's had that opportunity, but I think more so up front, you miss the presence of Jonathan Taves in so many areas.
Scott Darling's our boy! Don't forget that.
Yes.
Hometown
kid.
He's had a great year.
Yeah.
He was the best player on the ice for the Hawks the other night against the Winnipeg Jets.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm. We love him.
We do.
A couple breakaways. Yeah, he was good.
All right, Troy, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Troy.
Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock right here on 720 WGN. Here, Troy and that. And then, of course, Puck drops around 7:30. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Here's Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. I think I just cut Troy off. It was like I just checked him into the telephone boards.
I want to try to get on the Zamboni.
Or the Zamboni.
Zamboni. How do you say it?
Zamboni.
You think Troy can help me with that?
Or the ice resurfacer.
Do you ice skate?
Yeah, I do. I could be an ice girl, too.
Yeah, I think that's the move. I think we make her an ice
but
girl.
I like the Zamboni.
Ice girl for a day.
We need to arrange that.
I just want to wave like a queen.
Jeff, get on that. Let's make her ice girl for a day. Wave like a queen. After one pass on the uh-huh. Zamboni, everybody looks so uncomfortable.
No, I'm going to be so angry if they don't wave back to me. That's
no,
the problem.
It's like, and then like, now
you
what do
wave,
I do?
Because
it goes back and forth like 6 times, and then you're like, well, now what do I do? I already did it once. What do I do? How do I get off of this thing? Would you do the traffic?